Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
The instruction and the correction. be mindful to take action. We're thanking you for all that you're doing, all the people you're sending into our business from the north, south, east, and west. We count our businesses blessed because we are now picking up your assignment and not our own. We honor you in all things that we do. We want to bless your holy name, and we thank you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So now, here we are, you know, talking about building respect and credibility. And we talked at first about people presenting themselves as passionate with belief about their vision and their mission for their company. It has to be much bigger than if you're helping people lose weight or you're helping people increase their financial status or what have you, guys. That begins to wear out over time. You want to know that even people connect with people. They don't just really connect with companies. Because so often you'll see people who join companies that had no plan of even being in the industry, but as a result of you or as a result of something that they needed in their life, they will partner with you. They necessarily didn't think they needed a business. I know I didn't. Even in the company I'm with now, it wasn't that I necessarily needed a business, but it was something that the company stood for, which was financial literacy for me, and I needed that. But if the owners or the leaders of the company didn't have these three things we're talking about, character, commitment, and consistency, then they would have lost all respect and credibility for me. A lot of money in this industry, but I've also walked away from a lot of money because some of these things were missing. And so as leaders, we have to be mindful, and most of the time when you're talking about losing these three things, when we're talking about today, character, commitment, and consistency, most of the time it's not on purpose. So that's why our word today is Hebrews 13 and 18, and it says, pray for us. So we are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I'm going to tell you something. This is a challenge because desire for material and tangible things, desires to be seen, desires to be known, desires to be, recognized and rewarded, can sometimes overshadow these things like character or commitment and consistency. So let's talk about character for a little bit. I remember my mom sharing that as I started moving up with success, and trust me, you're going to get a lot of backlash as you're moving up in success. You're moving in places that some people have never gone to, and it's a lack of understanding. So don't get so irritated that when people start what they call hating and things like that. It's just a lack of understanding. And you know, many of us in our human, not supernatural, our human nature, whatever we don't understand, we have a negative connotation to it. So if someone's seeing you getting better, doing better, then they'll start, and they're not doing better, then instead of them looking at themselves and say, I need to do better too, they may see it as you're trying to be all that or what have you, but let me tell you something. Don't lose your character in the process. What you need to do is maintain a posture of character that you're going to do the right thing no matter what. In this industry, you'll have opportunities to do the wrong thing. You'll have opportunities where the enemy will may give you an idea you're going to get a leg up if you do something that you know in your heart. That's the reason why we have to pray. Where you know in your heart that's not the right thing. There are going to be opportunities where you may not do the right thing and you're still looking in people's face as if you are. You need to know that anytime we do that, we're not going up against the person. You're going up against God. He is the one that is the giver of our wealth. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. And so once you begin to understand that, I can just remember in the word and where when David, you know, he did some pretty bad things or some things I'm sure the neighborhood was talking real bad about King David, but he had the nerve. He had the know-it-all to go to God and say, not that he sinned against Bathsheba's husband, he sins against thee, against God. When you're going up against, so you are, your character is challenged, you have to bear the weight. What you might even do to someone else is temporal for that person, especially if they stay in good character. So what we have to realize is that when people are now always a witness, then you will not be able to keep the credibility and respect if you lose character. Be consistent. Be consistent. You want to earn credibility and respect. It's not just because you've hit a certain position or title that automatically comes with it. When people see that you're not consistent, and that, of course, your business should not be the only priority, but if you want to be a leader in the industry, it must appear to be a priority. We're definitely building God first and family and then your business. But people think that God first and your family makes you exempt from everything or every responsibility or things you should be committed to from your business. You want to have balance. You want to have balance. If you're supposed to be at a certain place, like let's say, for instance, in your company, you may have weekly meetings or you may have specific events or what have you, and if your face is consistently not in the place as a leader, you are losing credibility and respect of your colleagues. Your voice gets diminished. People are going to always have a higher level of respect for people who have this character, and then they're also consistent and consistent with their commitment. Your word is your bond. If I'm saying I am a leader here, I enrolled you in a business, and I'm your leader, I should be here. MIA, missing in action, does not align with character, commitment, or consistency. You have leaders that will consistently send their people out to events, sending them like they're sending their kids to school. But the teacher got to show up. The leader has to show up. I know that these things of building respect and credibility is not necessarily taught in business. There's really no reason to teach it really inside of corporate America, because if you don't show up, you're fired. They don't need you. Of course, character, they're going to always want that, because if they find that you're a person that your word is not your bond, or you say one thing but you do another thing, eventually you're fired. But we in free enterprise, well, we are our own boss, so we must control these ourselves, or the response from your colleagues or your team will tell you, do you have the respect and the credibility? Now, there's some people who won't even care enough to bring it to your attention. But because I'm so clear that God has purposed me to help people, lead them into a higher place of consciousness, a higher place of business, taking your spot at the top so you can stay there. Not so you can be a one-hit wonder and then you're still having to talk about the things you have done, but you can't do it again. And so when you begin to understand, when you have a passion, when you have that passion, it's going to take care of all those other things. The procrastination, the fear, and all those other things, need for perfection, you're going to go for it. But when you add that with character, commitment, consistency, oh, baby, people might not even like everything you say. They may not like everything you do, but you will have credibility. and credibility weighs big. Credibility makes it a lot easier for your team to edify you. Even if you're not at the top yet, it makes it easier for your team to bring you before. Say you're one of the leaders who may have fallen off. It's okay. It's okay. Now you need to do your checklist. As we continue on, am I building? Am I building? Am I getting clear on my passion? For what is it that I'm trying to do? The vision of my company, my team. What am I trying to accomplish? Am I just still wandering in the wilderness hoping to get rich in this industry? Am I going to stop and prioritize or organize my life so that now I can gain the respect and credibility not only of my colleagues and my downline, but when people who are prospects who are watching you, and trust me, they're always watching, and they're able to see that you do exactly what you say you're going to do. You're not talking out of both sides of your mouth, that you're consistent and committed to what it is that you're doing. It becomes an attraction magnet. I want to open up the call on this morning, starting the number one, and let's talk about this on this morning, because if this is something that's kind of new to you when it comes to business, let's chat about it. If you thought that, okay, I didn't know that being a leader took all of this, let's talk about it. If you thought that all I had to do was my 5-5-5 success formula and it would automatically have people want to follow me and work with me for long periods of time, let's talk about that. Starting at number one, we can go ahead and open up the line. I actually have Trina's working the line for me so we can moderate that line. Go ahead and come in the chat. Star to number one. Believe it or not, I can't see. You know, guys, I'm always transparent. Consistency and commitment. I have to be out and still hopping on the call. I can't see the cue, so all righty, let's see here. Okay, guys, I'm not able to see the cue right now. What we'll do is let's go ahead and get into our CTA, our call to action for today. Okay, as you are creating your cash calendar, you should already be having that. You should already be rolling into what are those income-producing activities, what are the activities that can definitely, as you're building up your passion, your character, your consistency, and your commitment for your business. Let's talk about how consistent can you be today. Are you going to complete exactly what you're supposed to do on a daily basis? Then follow up with a few of your leaders to see if that has happened for them as well. It's all about leadership and duplication. It's all about leadership and duplication. So as whatever it is that you're doing, you should always be bringing these conversations into your top leadership or into your people who is definitely building the business with you, because remember, you can't fly solo in this industry. And so your call to action for today is with your 555, your five people, 5 days a week, and then you ask, go ahead and check out a few of your leaders and see, are they just as committed as you are, and are they building with consistency? I can assure you, the more you are committed and consistent, which exemplifies powerful character, your team will follow. So with that being said, you guys have a phenomenal day on today. Talk to you soon.